There are two things I wanted to say today before I actually move on to look at choosing your web designer. And the first thing is to clarify why you as a business owner, you as a manager, self-employed person, somebody who has that business responsibility, should be so involved in the process of developing the website. And pure and simply, it is because a website cannot be looked at in isolation from the rest of the business. And if it is, there is a danger that it becomes detached. Traditionally, what tended to happen was, people would build a website, and it would go up, and it would sit there, and it would never change for years and years and years and years and years. Anybody says, well, have you got a website? Yes, this is our website. And it was so out of date. In some cases, it might not even have been there. It could have been down for months on end and nobody would notice it. But a website needs to be an inherent part of the business. So it needs to fit in with the rest of the business. It needs to provide a lead into your customer service of the organization. It needs to provide a link into the sales side of the organization. It needs to provide a link into support or follow-up, product information, service details. All of that stuff needs to be on there. The other thing is, it needs to be something that's dynamic and changes and gets updated, which is why one of the things that we need to look at when we consider a designer is that we have a site that can be changed by you, a content-managed-based site. Now, I just mean to say you change the design, but something that will allow you to very easily add text into a site or a particular page, perhaps to add some more information, put an offer on for this week, or whatever it needs to be. And there are many, many content-managed systems out there that are so simple to use. If you can use a mouse and a keyboard, then you can update a website with many of these content-managed systems. So that's another thing to consider when looking at your designer. And we're going to look at the four options in terms of design and the best one to pick after this. But remember, you must be part of the process because your website needs to fit in with the rest of your business. And you need a website you can regularly update.